Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, brought to you today and every day by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. Jump out to I Carry the Bag at iCarryTheBag.com. Get yourself a subscription. And by the way, while I mention subscriptions to I Carry the Bag, I do want to mention, folks say, Rob, what's the difference between Wholesaler Masterminds and I Carry the Bag? Here's the simple definition. Wholesaler Masterminds, virtually all of the content, if it's in the written word, is written by me. In I Carry the Bag, I curate some of the best minds in America to bring information to our wholesaling community, and 95% of it is written by them. So what does that mean? You need both. There is so much information that is available for wholesalers to improve how they attack their territory. You know, some of that comes off the Wholesaler Mastermind website. There's the rotation builder. There's the business plan template. And then there's all this other data that you need to populate these tools. You know, we have an expression, Wholesaler Masterminds, you got to get dirty in the data. Well, my guest today helps you get dirty in the data. I've known Steve Delano for the better part of 20 years. And Steve originally was doing just this masterful work in helping distribution organizations understand how advisors were feeling about the performance of that distributor and the performance of their wholesalers. Steve's unleashed a new product on the market, and he was generous enough to share information about market metrics and the data that is now being accumulated and now being made available to product providers. And I was stunned. And I said, Steve, I want to have you on Wholesaler Masterminds because I think we need to have a talk about how this local market share tool works, how wholesalers should use it. And I think it's a perfect forum to be able to do it at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Steve Delano, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you very much, Rob. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, I thank you for being here. So let's start where we should start, and that is give us an overview of what this product is, please.
Absolutely. So the local market share tool provides mutual fund companies with industry sales and competitive market share information by broker-dealer, by zip code, and by fund category, or any combination of the three. Now, we refer to the local market share tool as LMS, and we just started providing LMS data to our clients in 2011.
So, Steve, I heard you say that it was for mutual fund companies. Is it exclusively for investment managers?
We also have a similar offering on the annuity side. We've just rolled out in early 2012 a variable annuity local market share tool, and we're working to do the same on the life insurance side in the middle part of 2012.
All right, great. So tell us, I'm a wholesaler. My firm has purchased the product. Let's be honest. At first blush, I think to myself, okay, well, there was Coates, and there was IXI, and now there's Market Metrics, and I got more data than I can shake a stick at. How am I supposed to use this? Tell me about it.
Absolutely. Well, the good news is, as a wholesaler, if you work at one of the 43 companies in the industry who've already signed up for this information, the 43 companies who've signed up for this information represent over 90% of industry gross sales. So in order to get that level of subscription in a very short period of time, there has to be something that's very different and exceedingly valuable about the information to build a consortium in such a short period of time. But the wholesaler isn't the one who made the decision to sign up for the information. It was the senior executives at each of the mutual fund companies who did so. When I'm a wholesaler today, and I now have access to this data, the question you pose is very essential, and in some cases, I've figured it out, but in other cases, perhaps I haven't. So I think the best way to answer the question is to give an overview of three ways in which you might use the information to your benefit.
All right, good.
One is for business planning, the second is for meeting planning, and the third is for what I refer to as opportunistic planning.
All right, so let's talk about the business planning piece. And, you know, let's admit it, wholesalers, because I talk to you guys all the time, not enough wholesalers are doing business planning. So for those of you that actually are, or if you look at yourself in the mirror while you're getting ready in the morning and admit that you're not, here's a really good reason to start. So tell us about this, Steve. How do I use this for business planning?
Well, absolutely, Rob. You talk about this quite a bit and write about this quite a bit, and that is the winning wholesalers plan for success. It doesn't just happen. Part of the planning is figuring out where to spend time. And so should I spend my time with certain broker-dealers, with specific offices? And with LMS data, wholesalers have an extremely valuable input for the business planning. Well, let me give you an example. Let's say that you're a wholesaler in Pennsylvania, and you're trying to figure out where you should spend your time over the coming 6 months. You know that your firm is emphasizing five specific funds in different fund categories. And so you say, well, where's the money in Pennsylvania? So you sit down with a local market share data, which is in an Excel spreadsheet, easy to use, filtering, and you immediately find out that in the state of Pennsylvania, there is $19 billion of sales at 1,800 offices. And so your first reaction is, whoa, not only is this too much data, but this is too much opportunity. I can't possibly visit 1,800 offices in the course of the next 6 months. So where should I go? Well, you pull up the opportunity targeting tool, and you start to sort through the information. And your decision at this point is to say, where can I find the most money? So you sort for biggest opportunity in the five focus fund categories, and you identify 250 of the largest BD zip code combinations. Bingo. Now you know where to go. These 250 offices have $12.5 billion of the $19 billion total sales in Pennsylvania, and so you know that you have narrowed down your time allocation to where you have the greatest possibility to find money, to find opportunity for sales.
So that helps me get my head around the business planning. So by doing that, I'm able to effectively put together better rotations, so I'm better able to understand where I should be making my stops in order to cultivate the best opportunity to extract dollars from the territory.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the meeting planning piece.
Well, the meeting planning piece is something that presumably is done on a daily basis, and as a second part of winning wholesalers planning for success, if you're planning on a daily basis for individual meetings, you need to understand who you are about to meet with and what their needs are. Now, you've got a lot of information in your own mind about the folks you're going to meet with and their needs, or in some cases they may be pure prospects and you don't know that much about them. But imagine the following. You're sitting in a parking lot. You're about to go into an office to meet with some advisors, and you know that the office you're about to enter is one of the 250 that you put on your list as part of your business planning exercise, but you did that business planning exercise a couple of months ago, and now it's Thursday morning. You're about to walk into this office, and you don't recall exactly why this office made the list, and you don't recall exactly what you might want to focus your conversation around in the coming meeting. So you open up the local market share OTT, and all of a sudden it reminds you that the office you're about to enter has $25 million in sales, of which $2.5 million is with your firm. So you're feeling very confident that you have 10% market share at this particular location. At the same time, the OTT reminds you that this office sells $3 million of large cap growth and $3 million of intermediate term bond, but you have zero sales in these fund categories at this specific location. Bingo. You now know two specific topics to discuss when you walk in the office because you have strong performing funds in large cap growth and intermediate term bond. The office offers high sales potential, and you have zero market share. So you cross-sell from your strength in world allocation to the opportunity in large cap growth and intermediate term bonds.
It's like somebody just handed you a flashlight. You can now see clearly where the conversation's supposed to go.
Absolutely. You can think of it as a treasure map for the first part, which is your overall business planning, and then the flashlight helps you as you're navigating through the particular areas of the treasure map and into exactly the type of conversation that you want to have with your advisors.
All right, so let's get to the third piece. What I heard you say was opportunity planning. Is that right?
Yeah, so this is a little bit more sort of on a day-by-day basis think of this as opportunistic planning. And let me give you an example here. So you're in Pennsylvania, still that same wholesaler. You have a meeting in the morning in Allentown. And after the meeting ends, you come out and you have just received an email from your internal wholesaler informing you that your two meetings that were coming up in the early afternoon have been canceled. So what do you do? You say, well, how am I going to fill that time? I had this wonderful plan. I used the OTT to do the business planning. I knew exactly where I was going to go. I was ready to make it happen. I had the meeting set, but now the meetings have been canceled. You don't want to waste the time, but you want to find out where you could spend your time most effectively on a spontaneous basis. So you coordinate with your internal wholesaler. You do a sort for Allentown, and you find out that in Allentown, there are four offices that do $20 million of business, a Royal Alliance, a Signator, an LPL, and an FSC location. You contact your internal wholesaler who makes quick calls out to these four offices. They secure two meetings for you, replacing the two that had just been canceled, one's with LPL, one's at FSC. Now you have those meetings, and oh, by the way, you can go back to the meeting planning because in that same OTT, you can pull up the profile of what's happening at LPL and FSC in Allentown. Now you've opportunistically planned to fill the day when something went awry for you, and at the same time, you can do the meeting planning to figure out what you're going to say when you walk in the office.
Perfect. Steve, let me check off a couple other boxes that are important for folks to know, because one of the questions I had when we were speaking is, where does this data come from? I mean, you spoke about the consortium, but for those folks that aren't familiar with it, they may say, well, you know, this is another, you know, half-hearted attempt to pull in approximate data of what's being sold by whom. How are you able to be so specific? Where does the data originate from?
Absolutely. So the data comes from the mutual fund companies. Because the 43 companies who've signed up for this service and are members of the consortium represent over 90% of industry sales, we're estimating at around 93-94% of industry sales are represented by these companies. We have a virtual census of all of the retail mutual fund transactions that take place and have taken place going back to the beginning of 2010, because when the companies first signed up for the information, they provided us with data feeds going back to 2010. They update those data feeds to us on a quarterly basis, and within 6 weeks of the end of the quarter, we provide the information back to the mutual fund companies for use not only by the wholesalers, but also by divisional managers, national sales managers, marketing managers, key account managers, product managers. The information is being used across the mutual fund complex to make important decisions.
Let's talk about a future development that you showed me, and I know it's something that you're working very hard to bring to fruition, the MAPIT function.
Yeah, so the MAPIT function really is the following. So we were posed with the following question from national sales managers. They came back and they said, this information is fantastic. Some of my wholesalers are using it immediately, but there are other wholesalers who haven't adopted it quite quickly enough. Is there a way that you can convert the information into a form that would be even easier to use than what you've already set up with the Excel? And so we're working on a mobile application that would allow the wholesaler to pull up a view and have the information on a mobile device in a moment's notice and just hit a couple quick taps on the mobile device, and voila, they're off to the races, not having to worry about working with the information on a laptop. Certainly, many wholesalers are very comfortable using the laptop, but others have indicated a desire to create some sort of a mobile solution. So we're working on that. It's something to be thinking about the future, not available for today, but we'll see what we can do to come up with something to fill that particular need.
You know, notwithstanding the fact that when I wholesaled, cell phones were just coming into vogue. There was no such thing as BlackBerry, and it was the farthest thing from the possible spectrum of the universe. That is to say, it was impossible to think you could hold a device in your hands that represented a computer. If I had it today, damn it, I would have made so much more money, and I'm so glad that you've come out with something like this. So two questions for folks that are unfamiliar with the product and want to get a hold of you. What's the best way to go out and find you, please?
Absolutely. So certainly you can put a call into our 800 number, 888-520-6650. You can locate us online at marketmetrics.com. We don't have a particularly strong website, so don't be put aside by the simplicity of the website. The power of the data that we have is really terrific. And so please don't hesitate to reach out and give us a call. Again, the 800 number is 888-520-6650, and you can feel free to ask for me, Steve Delano at Market Metrics.
Awesome. So wholesalers, I know you're probably driving, at least many of you are. Don't write it down. Go to the website. I'll hook it up. I'll hook up the phone number. I'll hook up the website link so you can jump over to wholesalermasterminds.com and get all that information. Steve Delano, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob. Really appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. Wholesalers, we'll talk to you again next time on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.